Well, if you read newspapers from many cities around the country, as I do, you get a pretty confusing picture of housing. Sales of homes in April reached a five-month high. That's good news. But at the end of April, the home buyer tax credit expired. Few people now willing to take a leap on buying a home. And if you look at these reports from all across the country, in one place, housing prices up, the economy is recovering. Another place, housing prices still in the toilet. Don't touch any house anywhere.
Houses available for free in Las Vegas.
Exactly. Yeah, They'll pay you $10. Yeah. Interest rates are also close to historic lows. So to make a sense of all this, we're joined now by Charles Herman. He's the Takeaway and WNYC's economics editor. Okay, so Charles, we got this information from the chief economist at the National Association of Realtors. He said 5.4 million existing home sales and home price growth of up to 3%, good thing.
Good thing. It is a good thing. I mean, people have really been worried about the housing market, how it's doing. And to answer sort of the first thing you were talking about there, I mean, when it comes down to it, just like politics, housing is completely local. And it really depends on where you live in some aspects in terms of whether or not it's a good time to buy or sell or how the market is doing. You know, one of the things that we saw is when the crisis really happened, that it was states like California and Arizona,
Florida.
Las Vegas, Florida, that really made up the vast majority of homes that went into foreclosure. And where normally, if it's just a regional problem like that, it might not spread nationwide. In this case, it actually pulled the whole nation into recession. So what you're seeing in places like that is maybe they hit bottoms that were so low is that as they start to come back up, you see bigger percentage changes and it looks more dramatic. If you look at places in the Midwest where prices perhaps didn't go up as far, they didn't drop as far either, and things have sort of stayed a bit constant.
You know,
but the trend is that things are looking better. It's will it continue going forward?
Some numbers are year to year and some numbers are month to month, and that's sometimes really makes the trend bounce around and look strange.
Well, and add to that the fact that the government created these two tax programs, these tax incentive programs to get home buyers to buy. And they really did work. We really saw that what it did was pull sales into earlier months. Maybe if people were looking to perhaps buy in May, June, July, the way existing home sales are tracked is when you sign a contract, not when you actually close the deal.
So
you may have been in April, so you saw this place you liked, maybe you might have waited a couple more weeks to actually go forward on it, but you have to have signed that contract with the seller. So you sign it in April, and you're marked as someone who actually bought a home, even though you could still take 2-3 months to go to closing.
Okay, so let me give you two scenarios of two different people, and you can maybe give them some guidance. Let's say the first person is a homeowner who's seen the value of their home dip maybe $20,000, even $30,000 or $40,000, and they're waiting for the moment when they can sell that house and possibly move. When might they be able to do that?
Well, it's going to totally depend on when the market recovers to a level that they are not going to sell the home for a loss, or that if they sell it for a loss, whatever that difference is, they could still make up the amount for. So it really depends on that, I would say. Yes, we're seeing some price increases, but according to a really well-regarded survey, we actually saw some price drops recently. So, you know, the one issue of concern is when you have this really strong tax buyer credit and you see really strong sales, for existing home sales, we actually saw the number of homes available for sale actually increased. And what we probably had there were sellers saw that things were looking better and decided, I'm going to go ahead and put my house on the market. The problem there is that if there isn't the demand, if the demand was completely eaten up by this tax credit, you have too many homes on the market, that could actually push prices back down.
Okay, but we've seen at least one, several analysts actually talking about this in the year 2014. It's like the magical number out there, and they say that that's how long it's going to take before the existing inventory of foreclosed homes is worked through.
That's a really big problem. There's this thing that people call the shadow inventory. And what this is that a lot of banks have homes that are probably right at the process where they could foreclose on and take ownership of, but they haven't. It's almost like a water hose that you've like stuffed up and the pressure is building up, and they haven't necessarily taken possession of those homes for a bunch of reasons. If they do that, they'll actually have to book the loss. They suddenly now own a home that they're going to try and have to sell, and they already have a huge inventory of homes. So there's this big worry.
And it's a supply question. You dump the supply.
And you dump the supply.
It's like a diamond business or something.
It pushes the home prices down even further. So even when you see or when I talk about, oh, the inventory numbers went up, that's significant, but it doesn't really account for what could be an even larger supply of homes out there. And this underwater problem, this people owing more than their home is worth, I mean, that is bad for the economy because it traps people in their homes. If you live in Las Vegas and you got a job offer to go to Chicago, but your home is worth 50% less, you may not move because you just can't afford it, and you may not be able to rent the home out because it won't cover your actual that your mortgage costs.
All right, so let's talk about the second type of person who may be thinking of buying a home. And there's some conflicting information here. The homeowners and the home buyers incentives have expired, but also interest rates are very low. And in most places, prices on homes are still pretty low as well. So is it a good time for these people to buy?
I don't necessarily want to be people's real estate agents. They really have to determine in their market or their
finances.
Well,
if you're a real estate agent, you'd actually be saying, yes, absolutely,
exactly.
It's a good time to buy.
Well, I think what you're seeing now is in part because of Greece and Europe. It's had this unintended consequence of as big-time investors are fleeing, you know, Greece and Europe and all that debt and buying up U.S. treasuries, that U.S. treasuries are often – that interest rate is often tied to mortgage rates. And as there's been a huge surge in people buying those treasuries, that's pushed interest rates down, that's pushed mortgage rates down to levels we haven't
seen. Made the dollar strong.
Strong. I mean, so really, if you're in a position where you have good credit, you're looking to – you have the money to put down, say, 10 or 20%, and you're looking to buy – now's a pretty good time, but what we're actually seeing is the Mortgage Bankers Association found that when that tax credit ended, there was a huge drop-off in people actually looking to get a mortgage to buy a home and a huge surge in people looking to refinance. That's good for a lot of people. You refinance, you have more money in your pocket, you go out and you spend money perhaps in other places, but it's not necessarily that great because you want a steady supply of people buying homes, because when you buy a home, there's movers, there's construction, there's all sorts of other jobs that are created from that. And I will say, you know, you had Mark Zandi on yesterday and Simon Johnson. You know, the big thing, or the other day, the big thing is jobs. And once jobs start coming back, then I think you'll start seeing the housing
market
return.
The ripples are so interesting. I talked to a lawyer yesterday who said people who are trapped in their homes are less likely to get divorced, and that's affecting divorce lawyers in markets where the housing market is really depressed.
It's amazing in terms of that how much housing really supports so much of the economy. And really right now, it is a story about jobs. And once jobs start happening more and people have more money and wages start to go up, I think you'll start seeing a return of the housing market to more stable levels, and that person in Vegas can sell their home
and move to Chicago and get divorced. Charles Herman, the takeaway and WNYC's economics editor. Be a reporter for us in your own neighborhood. What does your housing market look like where you are? Can you buy? Can you sell? Let us know at 8778-MYTAKE or at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.